Real talk. You're struggling to make the change because the old behavior is still meeting a need. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes so that you can take a pause out of the routine of your day to slow down and say, all right, what needs to change today? How can I make some different choices today so that I choose progress, so that I move in the direction of my goal? This is one that takes some maturity to face, but once we do face it, it's very empowering. When we feel like we're still going back to that behavior that we keep telling ourselves to leave behind, the truth is, it's meeting a need. And so if you can get curious about what that need is, and then embrace some determination and some tenacity and some creative energetic problem solving to meet that need in another way or to reframe, maybe the truth is it's not meeting that need, but you've just been telling yourself it meets that need. But you cannot beg for change and then be loyal to the behavior that is keeping you from it. Maybe the need is companionship, entertainment. Maybe the need is pleasure. I know for me, one of the big struggles with changing my eating behaviors was that food was the only thing in my life bringing me pleasure. I was in a job that I didn't enjoy, that I found very stressful. My relationship was in trouble. I didn't have friends. I wasn't involved in social things. And so the only way that I knew to experience pleasure was food. So I had to get really honest with myself about if I was going to remain loyal to that pattern or if I was going to create a new pattern. And it took a lot of time and it took a lot of effort and it took a lot of trial and error. But you can't remain loyal to the behavior that you're trying or saying you're trying to walk away from. What need does it meet? And how can you get curious and get an action around meeting that need in a new way? I'll see you tomorrow.